Good morning. I'm Bill Franklin.
And I'm Sue Schaefer.
We are here to celebrate Sunday service at Countryside Community Church, a United Methodist Fellowship.
The reading this morning is from Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. The laborers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first."
When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "The last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, and you have borne the when we have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. I am not allowed to do what I chose with what belongs to me. Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Will you join me as we bow together? Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks that you break for us the bread of life. We give you thanks that you speak to us. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, one more time, come and pour yourself out on us. Take the words of the scripture that we share, the humble words that I will offer, and the thoughts of every single one of our hearts, and inspire us, inspire them, so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. So, I don't usually talk about the title, but our title for this week is the "Who Are We?" question. Now, when I start thinking about getting ready to look at the scriptures, whether I'm preparing for a sermon or a Bible study or just for my own time with God, when I'm looking at scriptures, there are at least three questions that I'm always asking. The first one is simply, what? What does the scripture say? What's in there? What is Jesus telling me? And then the second question that I always ask is, so what does that mean? What message do I draw from that? What conclusions? And then the last question that I ask is, now what? What do I need to do? What do I need to change about the way I think about things, the choices that I make? Are there things that I need to do differently so that I'm living a life that's more consistent with the scripture than have been before? So the as we come to Scripture, it really does kind of get to be about questions. So the first thing we discover is we look at the text and it says that for the kingdom of heaven is like. When it says for the kingdom of heaven is like, that tells us that that this is an analogy. In other words, the people and the things that are in the story stand for other things. Now, you can push that too hard, but in general, that gives us a pretty good way to look at it. So, the question, as we're looking to understand what does this say, and so what does that mean, and now what do I do, part of what we have to ask is, so where do I find myself in this story, this analogy that Jesus tells us? For the kingdom of heaven is like. So the first thing that we know as we look at that is that God is the landowner in the parable. Again, this is a parable about the kingdom of heaven is like. And so we're pretty quick to pretty clear that God in this story is the landowner, or that the landowner behaves in the same way that God behaves. So if God is the landowner, then the question becomes for us, so which laborer are we in the story? Right, so you've got the laborers who started out the day, got hired right off the bat, got to go to work, and spent their whole day going, I'm going to work hard, and at the end of the day, I'm going to get a paycheck, I'm going to be able to feed my family, and put food on the table, keep the roof over their head. This is a good day. Or are we the folks that Jesus finds, or excuse me, that the landowner finds at 9 o'clock in the morning? Now, for some of us, 9 o'clock is when the morning starts, but not if you're working in the vineyard. When I was in high school and helping to milk cows, by 9 o'clock we were all done. So are we the folks who are at 9 o'clock? Are we the folks who get hired at noon? Goodness gracious, the day's over halfway done. Are we the folks who get hired at 3 o'clock? Are we the folks who get hired right at the end of the day? The folks to whom the landowner says, look, I'll pay you what's just. I will pay you what's righteous. Oftentimes we think of that as I'll pay you what's fair. I'll pay you what's consistent with the kingdom of heaven, with what it is that God would like to have happen in this moment. Where do we find ourselves in the story? Maybe you think about your life with Jesus. Maybe you were one of those folks who grew up in church and had parents who taught you from early on to love God, that you can't remember a time when God wasn't important to you, that you came to that moment where I take on that faith for myself at a young age. Or maybe you're somebody who came to that later along. Maybe you're just really new at this. There's a lot of ways for us to think about who are we in this story. But the who are we question. What if we're the manager in the story? What if we're the person who knew we had a job and knew that tomorrow we were going to have the job and knew that in a month we were going to have the job? What if we're the person who's been entrusted with carrying out what the landowner wants to get done? What if we're the manager? So that reminds us that all of the things that we have in life come from God and belong to God. And so our decisions about how we use our resources are all stewardship questions. Okay, now I know that mostly in the church, when we talk about stewardship, it means we're trying to build something. But really, stewardship is the notion that everything that we have belongs to God, and we are entrusted to use it, take care of it, accomplish what the owner wants to get done with it. It's a little bit of an aside, but if you think about, so how does our laws about ownership work? Right? And generally, we would say, if you made it, it belongs to you. Right? So if you write a song, you own the rights to the song. Now you can sell them, you can give them away, you can hide it away, and nobody will ever know that you wrote the song, but that belongs to you. You write a piece of software, that belongs to you. Create a company, that belongs to you. And whatever resources are attached to that, right, you get the benefit of that. Right, that's how we generally think about ownership. Right? If you created it, you own it. That's a fundamental piece of our legal system. So let me ask, how does the Bible start? In the beginning, God created. So everything that God created belongs to God. What if we're the manager in this story? We're reminded that everything belongs to God, and that our job is to see that what God wants to get accomplished gets done. Does that change the way we think? Does that change the way we act? Does that change the way we think and act specifically about who's hired? How they get paid? Because that's what this parable is about. How come you're not at work? No one would hire me. See, this whole business about this parable is not really a esoteric and theoretical situation. It's one that millions of Americans are facing right now. Does it change the way we think about how we respond to that if we come at it from, I'm not the laborer who's been working this whole time, to I'm the manager who is simply seeing that what the owner wants to have happen happens. The owner who says, pay them all a fair day's wage, because that's what's just. That's what's righteous. Does it change the way we think about that? This is what Jesus says to us in this story. That whoever's first will be last, and whoever's last will be first. So where do we want to be in the story? Where do we want to be in our story? Where do we want to be in the story of our country? Where do we want to be in the story of God's creation? Do we want to be the ones who get hired first? Do we want to be the folks who spend all day going, I have no idea how I'm going to feed my family? Or do we want to be the manager who takes the resources that God entrusts to us to do the things that God calls us to do? That's the who are you question. Grace to you and peace. Amen. So this is the God that we serve. God cares about who we are and how we live that out. So we can go into our days absolutely fearlessly as we continue together
to develop hearts for God in a spirit-filled community. And to share God's love and grace throughout the world.
Grace to you and peace from him who is and was and is to come.
And also with you.
Amen.
God be with you.